Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Marker back on the show. One of the great futurists of our time. His book and his film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, turned my life around 30 years ago. I can't encourage you strong enough to get that, to find that book, to find that video and watch it and read it. If you can find two, buy them and give one away. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I know it's like a dream come true for you to be here, right?
You know, it's a little once-a-month vacation. I enjoy it.
Yeah, from a separation from reality, right, when you join me. So, yeah. Hey, Joel, you got news about a new cancer test.
Yes, and it's the reason it's important is because it may be the harbinger of a way to test a whole bunch of things. I don't know if you remember, and I think we talked about it a long time, very early in my relationship with you, we talked about dogs that were trained to spot
yes.
melanoma through the smell. You remember that?
Yeah, they find tumors and things, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a good idea, and it did work, but it didn't go anywhere. I've been following medical stuff for 20 years, and it hasn't cropped up again. And now this has cropped up. The University of Flinders in Australia has been working on taking your breath and identifying components of it that indicate whether or not you have cancer.
I'll be darned.
So totally non-invasive. See, this is what I think is interesting. We're talking about, getting shots for vaccines and shots to, take things, put swabs in our nose to do this. It's all physically invasive. This is non-invasive in the sense that all we need is your breath, and it's 80% effective on their early trials. I mean, they're just getting started here, and they're
so
already.
So, how are they testing this? Are they taking the breath of someone they already know has cancer, and they're seeing that as different from somebody they know doesn't have it? Is that how are they? Do we know?
I'm sure that's part of it. But what they did for their final test is they took a group of people who were all pre-cancer. In other words, they hadn't been identified as having cancer.
Right.
Then they gave them the test, and the test showed up with an 80%. Accuracy for cancer. And see, if you can cut 80% of the people out of the testing, then the last 20% you can test and still, it's much cheaper.
80% is better than what we have now, which is no percent.
Well, exactly. Well, we can do it, but it's much more invasive and it's much less efficient.
Mm-hmm. Well, but nobody does it unless there's symptoms. And what you're talking about is a breath test that would you could take without any symptoms.
Exactly right. In other words, it catches it really early, and because it's just breath,
right.
Who would say, gee, I don't want to breathe into this machine to find out if I have cancer?
The only problem is, I know hypochondriacs who would take it. They would walk around breathing into this thing all the time.
I'd accept their hypochondria because it's a simple way to do it, and they get a pretty strong answer.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: if it's 80% right now, what's the equation that takes it to 95% or 99%?
Right. And what about isolating? Like, you have this, this is an indicator for lung or bone or blood cancer. Is there a way of isolating
for
this?
COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
See, if you think about COVID-19, it doesn't present as a symptom, but it's there. It's in your mouth. You're spreading it.
Right.
Here's a breath test that could theoretically pick that up and problems like viruses
like
that.
Or let's reverse that. What if the breath test we're doing with COVID-19 could contribute to this test? The research could be blended together on the verge, as you say.
Yeah, well, it's all possible. And the thing that makes it possible is they have a working system that uses things that all humans produce.
Mm-hmm.
And now all we do is have to identify the unusual breath components that indicate cancer. And maybe each cancer does it a different way.
Mm-hmm. And I see out in the future this thing even indicating possible causes of this. Maybe tracing it back to pre-cancer patients, that where the indicator ultimately, you know, someone who indicates for cancer, they learn that person ate more wheat or more potatoes or drank more Cokes or whatever than the others, and it takes it back and it goes back all the way back to lifestyle and behavior. What do you think?
I think that's possible, and I think that what you're just heading toward is it's part of the physical that everybody takes.
Yeah.
Your one physical breath test.
That's one of the few things that I'm looking forward to in the future. A lot of the other stuff I'm afraid of, Joel. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're going to talk about, we're going to spend a whole segment on some new energy information, some new energy news, some exciting stuff that you're going to want to know about. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blassie, and right back with our good friend Joel Barker, futurist Joel Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.